Trump fires General Charles C.Q. Brown as Joint Chiefs Chairman, who pushed DEI in Air Force. By Christina Wong on February 21, 2025. President Donald Trump on Friday evening fired the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Air Force General Charles C.Q. Brown, who was put in place by former President Joe Biden and pushed diversity, equity, and inclusion in the Air Force. Trump made the announcement on Truth Social. "I want to thank General Charles C.Q. Brown for his over 40 years of service to our country, including as our current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is a fine gentleman and an outstanding leader, and I wish a great future for him and his family." Brown's first term as chairman was for a four-year term, through 2027. However, the president is free to replace the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who serves as his top military advisor, whenever he wants. The firing represents a promise kept by Trump, who vowed to fire woke generals. Brown famously filmed a video amid the George Floyd riots sweeping the nation, in which he called Floyd's death tragic and said that he was full of emotion. As Chief of Staff of the Air Force, he also pushed to get more African American and other minorities as officers by telling commanders to recruit more for the applicant pool so as to get around explicitly calling for racial quotas. Also under Brown's tenure as Air Force Chief of Staff, Trump's nominee for Under Secretary of the Air Force, former Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, was fired from his Space Force command after he published a book on Marxism spreading in the U.S. military and discussed his book on a podcast. Trump also announced Brown's replacement, Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Rosenkane, who he got to know during his first administration while directing the U.S. military to eliminate the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. "Today, I am honored to announce that I am nominating Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Rosenkane to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Kane is an accomplished pilot, national security expert, successful entrepreneur, and a warfighter with significant interagency and special operations experience. During my first term, Rosen was instrumental in the complete annihilation of the ISIS caliphate. It was done in record-setting time, a matter of weeks. Many so-called military geniuses said it would take years to defeat ISIS. General Kane, on the other hand, said it could be done quickly, and he delivered. Despite being highly qualified and respected to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the previous administration, General Kane was passed over for promotion by sleepy Joe Biden. But not anymore. Alongside Secretary Pete Hegseth, General Kane and our military will restore peace through strength, put America first, and rebuild our military." Trump also said he asked Pete Hegseth to solicit nominations for five additional high-level positions, which he said would be announced soon. "Thank you for your attention to this matter," he ended. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.